Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM from Seattle here in the United States. This is my first time in the studio in about 3 weeks, and it's so good to be back here again in the studio and back in the United States. During the first hour, I'll be interviewing Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Modal Peace Project. Their website is www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net or .me. And she'll be talking about Hado machines. Now, Hado machines are vibrational machines which were used by the late Dr. Masaru Emoto to successfully treat 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014. And these machines will be demonstrated and available for diagnostic purposes at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference, which is just next month. Those machines will be available for everyone to get a diagnostic and a healing session on March 12th and 13th in Olympia, Washington. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes, but that website, if you want more information, is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The only other place you can go in the entire world to look at these machines and get a session by one of these with Michiko there's a famous doctor who's coming, or not a doctor, but a famous therapist from Tokyo coming in for the conference named Shirichiro Yoshinuchi. You can only go to Tokyo to get a diagnostic treatment by these machines. They're very successful, but they will be available here in the United States on March 12th and 13th in Olympia, Washington. If you're interested in getting a session with Shirichiro and Michiko, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Then during my second hour, I'll be interviewing a famous Japanese spiritual film producer named Tetsu Shiratori. Tetsu's an amazing man. He was diagnosed in about 2007 with brain cancer. His doctor said it was inoperable. And but what his friends did at the time, they started praying for him to get better, and within 6 months, his brain tumor, which was considered inoperable by his doctors, was completely gone. Ever since then, Tetsu has been on a spiritual path, and he produces wonderful spiritual films. He's Japan's most famous spiritual director, and he's just come out with a new movie called Reading on Edgar Cayce. Now, it's amazing, really. Edgar Cayce passed away, I think, back in 1945. 46, but since that time, there's been no full-length film ever done on Edgar Cayce, and this is the first time a full-length film has been done on Edgar Cayce, and that film will be also shown at my Galactic Wisdom Conference on Saturday, March 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. Introducing the film will be a wonderful man named Sidney Kirkpatrick. He's with the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the ARE, in Virginia, and he'll be giving us also a special presentation on Edgar Cayce. The conference next month is focusing on healing, and if you can come, you'll meet many, many famous spiritual healers from around the world. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. And my dear listener friends, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area, and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world, with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. During the last couple of weeks, I was in Peru. I had some amazing spiritual experiences in Machu Picchu and Lake Titicaca. And last weekend, I was in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, giving presentations there. I met so many wonderful people. And I wanted to tell you that I'm finally getting over my jet lag and travel weariness today. I feel pretty good. A little bit about my conference next month. It'll be on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. It's called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And if you don't have any money or you're low income, come the first day. Friday's free. The other days, the Saturday and Sunday, are $197. But there are discounts available if you're military or students. Some of the people coming are Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project, Shirichiro Yoshinuchi, who's a famous Hado instructor from Tokyo. He was Dr. Masaru Emoto's number one student in Hado treatments. And Hado, the reason why they call them Hado machines is because they're vibrational machines. Dr. Emoto found through his research that everything is vibration. So that if you have, for example, a disease like cancer, for example, or depression, your vibrations are very low. So what they do to help you with that is that they literally raise your vibrations. But there's something else the Haro machines do too, and they go back 7 generations and find out the spiritual causes for your particular illness or a mental condition. A lot of times, I'll never forget the time I was in the Dominican Republic last year, and I did a reading for a lady who lived in the Dominican Republic, and she had recurrent problems with depression. And so I did a psychic reading on her, and I discovered that she was related to the Spanish conquistadors who first came to the Dominican Republic back in the 16th century. And when they came, they wiped out a lot of Indians and Native Americans back then. But when she was a conquistador back in the 16th century in Dominican Republic, she became very depressed about what she'd been ordered to do to kill off all these Indian people. And that depression had carried with her for 7 generations. And that's why she was depressed today. And I contacted her spirit guides and made some recommendations for her. Anyway, a lot of times our Western doctors are limited in the sense they try to do the best they can, but they're limited to the third dimension. And what this Haro machine does is that it goes into other dimensions, finds out the cause of your particular problem, and then tries to remedy it. Other people coming to my conference next month will be Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas. He's a famous naturopathic doctor who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other alternative healing methods. He's a really nice fellow, and I hope you can come to meet him. Also coming is a fellow named Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic. Dr. Fernandez is an amazing man. He has every year what's called the Peace and Light Conference in the Dominican Republic. I've been there twice, and also he'll be having another conference in the Dominican Republic at the end of August. I hope you can go to his event as well. It's a wonderful event. Simon Parks will be giving a presentation live from England via Skype. Simon's a good friend of mine. His soul is one-third reptilian, one-third insectosoid or mantis, and one-third human. He was given a choice many years ago when he was growing up, which side he wanted to be on. He decided to choose the benevolent human side. And the mantis or insectosoids are also benevolent. So he channels a lot of good information from extraterrestrials, and I always enjoy him. I always enjoy having him on my radio program and television programs, and also at my conference as well. Another fellow coming is Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington. He's located here in Seattle, and one thing that I really like about Professor Pollack is that he is one of the world's most famous water scientists, believe it or not. And he's local, and he'll be giving a presentation. Of course, I mentioned Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Edgar Cayce Foundation. We'll be giving a presentation as well. Sidney's a wonderful man. He's a writer. If you look him up on the web, he's a famous author, actually. He's written many books, including one really good book he published a couple of years ago on Edgar Cayce. Judy Kelly will be giving a presentation. I consider Judy one of the best psychics in North America. She's been on my program several times before, and she's been able to channel President Kennedy, Nostradamus, and a host of other wonderful, wonderful spirits. She's one of the best, and I'm so grateful that she'll be giving a presentation. Carolyn White, PhD, is a fantastic aura reader, speaker, and author. She's a fantastic person. And what her and her husband do is that they'll do an aura reading, a photograph of you, for example, and they will take a picture of it, and then they'll interpret it from a psychic perspective. And it's amazing, really, what the kinds of things that she comes up with. But anyway, she's actually going to be coming on my program here in just about 8 minutes or so. And I forgot to tell my producer. But anyway, we'll have Eric call her in a few minutes and bring her on, talk about her work. Teresa Carroll is a local psychic. She's been a psychic for about 40 years. She'll be coming on the show as well. Teresa's a very loving individual. I consider her one of the best psychics I've also ever met, and you'll be able to meet her as well. In addition, Tom Palladino, a fantastic scalar energy healer, will be coming on the program. Now, Tom's a wonderful fellow. I've met him in Los Angeles, and I'll be doing some joint presentations with him in the future. Tom does what's called scalar energy healing. Now, scalar energy is very interesting. He'll take a person's picture, for example, and then he'll run it through the machine that he has, and he's able to zero in on viruses and other germs in the body that are causing you, for example, physical problems, and then disassemble those viruses. And once the viruses are disassembled, guess what? Your illness is gone. He's extremely, extremely talented. And I've seen the proof, too. His work has been independently verified, and Tom will be there. He also has a special now where he gives free healing to people, and he's a very loving and giving man, and I'm so happy to be associated with him. He'll be coming to the conference as well next month. And then in addition to that, Billy Woodard and Zora from the Hollow Earth will be here as well. Billy has an interesting story. He's been... he himself was brought here from the Hollow Earth by his parents, and in an attempt to raise consciousness on this planet. He hasn't had an easy life, but he's an amazing man. One thing I want to tell you is that when he was here at my conference a year ago during my third annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, He healed people. He treated people and helped them with their physical and other conditions for 3 days straight without pay. And he's a very loving and giving man, and he's one of the nicest people I know, and I'm very honored that he'll be coming next month. And then, of course, I've got Robbie Holtz will be there. Robbie has had an interesting life. She's an Australian Aboriginal healer, and she and her husband lived for a time in the outback near Ayers Rock in Australia and learned the healing techniques from the Australian Aborigines. She'll be there as well. She's an incredible healer, and often if people call me up and said, who can we turn to for spiritual help in healing this condition, and I'll just say, call Robbie, because Robbie's a very loving and giving individual, and she'll also be there too, giving sessions. Tony Rodriguez will be giving a presentation there. Tony's been on my radio and television shows before, and Tony's an interesting fellow. He was abducted back, I believe it was 1980 or 81, and he was forced into what's called the Secret Space Program. And he went through this Secret Space Program against his will, by the way. It was all forced. And then when he was finished, he was actually brought back to the dark side of the moon, taken to a laboratory there run by the U.S. government as part of the Secret Space Program. Tony's an amazing man. He'll be giving a presentation. And finally, Josh and Adam Biggleson, the sons of Dr. Harvey Biggleson, will also be giving a presentation. Now, I nickname Josh and Adam the Blood Brothers because they do the same thing that Dr. Masaru Emoto used to do with water, but they do with blood. And they'll look at blood under an electron or high-powered microscope, and they're able to determine what kind of problem, physical problem or spiritual problem you might have, and then diagnose and treat it. But they're amazing, amazing people, amazing guys, and they'll be here as well. And, of course, I'll be there as well, giving a presentation on what I call messages from the masters, messages from great spirits like Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus. I just published my book actually called Messages from the Masters. And if you're interested in getting a copy, please send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. The cost for the conference is $197, but Friday's free. So I invite you to come even if you can't afford the cost. And the hot oat sessions and treatments on March 12th and 13th are $250, but I guarantee you'll be satisfied if you do go to one of those hot oat sessions. We'll also, again, be showing the North American premiere of the movie Reading on Saturday, March 10th, so I hope you can come to this world-class healing and psychic and UFO conference. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outoftheisworld1150.com. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area. It's also available on YouTube under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. I want to thank everyone's support so much. And I also want to especially thank Marku from Finland, Jan Rosini of California, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Dorothy in Montreal, Jason in North Vancouver, Shirley and Faison in Florida, as well as Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica for their wonderful support, as well as the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma and the Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. My dear friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, is still having problems with throat cancer, so if you could please send him lots of love and light, I know that'll really help. Also, Masako Michiko Hayashi's mother had a stroke last year. If you could please send her lots of love and light, I know that'll really help. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on, or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or I have a toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. Well, with that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Carolyn White from Olympia. She's a fantastic aura reader and psychic, and she'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. Carolyn, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, and I hope that all of your wonderful listeners out there are doing the same and having a beautiful, wonderful day today.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's funny, but as I was speaking here on the air here earlier, Carolyn, all this beautiful white light came into the studio, and now I've got it's lit up. I've told them before that if they really want to save on their electricity bill, they should bring in angels to provide angelic light for their hosts and guests. They'll save on electricity bills and also raise their vibrations too. So,
exactly. Well, you know, each and every one of us, it's just little things in our day-to-day life, being kind to people, giving somebody a smile, just shining our light on the world. Hey, we wouldn't need electricity if we all just radiated a bit more light and love, and just we could all make the world a very healthy and happy place to live.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wanted to tell you that if you don't mind, I'd like to ask all my listeners around the world to also send you and your husband Jerry some love and light too and positive thoughts, because you just had a surgery yesterday, and Jerry had surgery last week. I know you're feeling better and feeling pretty good, but it never hurts to have some love and light sent to you. So,
oh, thank you, appreciate it so much, and that's and what we have is something that. I think that it is so special, because that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about at the conference, is healing and our own healing experiences, my experiences with the shady side of death, and all of the beautiful, wonderful, spiritual, interdimensional beings that are out there to help us. We just have to ask for that help and assistance.
Oh, yeah. Now, I want you to, I'm going to bring on Michiko early in a few minutes here. But I wanted to ask you, when you were in the hospital recently, you were visited by the Arcturians. Would you like to share that story?
Yes. Well, actually, it was one of the, Jerry, my husband, when the doctor told him that my prognosis wasn't great, he meditated, and he called on the Arcturians to get rid of my infection. And in that process, I made contact with them, and it's this beautiful healing energy. I had visions of light and beautiful, like rainbow geometric shapes. And they sent one of the way that they work is that they sent one of their ambassadors to me to be a representative of all their healing energies, because they said that it could be so overwhelming for an individual. So I had because I was assigned an entity named Ronert, and Ronert worked with me and taught me how I can use my own energy and connect with this beautiful healing energy of Arcturians for raising my vibration and getting back into a state of homeostasis. And that's another thing that I'll be discussing at the conference, what my encounter was, and how what they taught me, and how that I use that now in my everyday life.
Well, I have to share you a quick story. Let's see if Michiko's there yet. Okay, we're still trying to reach her. I wanted to share a quick story. Last year, do you remember, Carolyn, when during the conference that a galactic spacecraft showed up above the conference site? Do you remember that? People were taking pictures of it? A UFO showed up?
Yes, I remember, yes.
Yeah, that was amazing. And I've been told that they will be coming back again this year, too, not only to listen and enjoy the conference, but also to provide protection for us, too. Every night above the Olympia area, I always see usually 3 to 5, sometimes more, spacecraft from the Galactic Alliance. And they're very distinctive because they have 5 dots around with one big bright white light in the middle. I saw them just last night, actually, and I'm able to communicate telepathically with them there. But they'll be there and enjoying the conference, too. Well, let's see if Michiko's there on the line. Michiko, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Michiko.
How are you all?
I'm doing quite well. The world seems much brighter today with
I thought so. Oh, wonderful.
With my new, without cataracts in one of my eyes, so I'm very... Very, very happy, and the world, it was bright a couple of days ago, it's even brighter now.
Wonderful. The world is brighter. That's wonderful information.
Well, let me introduce Michiko. Thank you so much for coming on. Carolyn, stay on, please. You can add to the, I want you to add things too as things go along during this interview segment of the program. But for my listeners who don't know Michiko Hayashi, she's the global director of what's called the Immortal Peace Project. It was started in 2005 at the United Nations by the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, who at the time before he passed on in 2014 was considered the 17th most spiritual man in the world. The purpose of the Emoto Peace Project is to teach little children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude so that when they get older, they can hopefully create a much better and much happier planet. This is of course based upon the research of Dr. Masaru Emoto, a famous scientist who found that if you send positive thoughts just with your mind to a glass of water, that on the molecular level, all these beautiful water crystals form, and the vibrations of the water go much higher. And then, of course, if you drink the water, and I'll have Michiko explain this, you feel much better, and it can really help you physically and spiritually as well. At any rate, Michiko, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me here again.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Now, you'll be demonstrating these, you'll be giving presentations on at the conference next month on Saturday, March 10th in the morning. But also on March 12th and 13th, you along with Seiichiro will be there demonstrating these Hado machines. Could you explain how these Hado machines work and how they can help people?
Yes, thank you. Well, Yoshi, and for people who don't know about Yoshi's work,
okay. Yoshi is the nickname for Seiichiro Yoshinouchi.
Seiichiro Yoshinouchi, right. Because his name is very long, so right. We call him Yoshi.
Right.
He was the very first student and the best student of Dr. Emoto's. When Dr. Emoto was a doctor of alternative medicine, healing many, many people, more than 10,000 people, using the Hado machine. Hado means vibration. And he was transmitting information to heal people into water and had mm-hmm. the patients drink that water. Mm-hmm. Now, Yoshi succeeded it. And he's been doing this for more than 20 years now and has been healing people, more than 20,000 people now with his machine. And now his machine is called Kazutama machine. The Kazutama means the spirits of numbers. And he found out that the codes that Dr. Emoto's Hado machine was using within that machine had 5-digit numbers. And he discovered, Yoshi discovered that these 5-digit numbers were in the teachings of Japanese old ancient Shintoism. Mm-hmm. And so that was a very big discovery and an important discovery. And he made, he came up, well, he started having the information from above, and that he started making this magic square using these Haddo codes. And then he applied these Haddo codes into his Kazutama machine, this Haddo device that he invented. Now, this professional machine is a little too difficult for everyone to use daily. This time, he created a small, very small device based on this Kazutama spirits of numbers and with the codes that he uses in this big professional machine. And this new one is called Kazutama Mini.
Okay.
And this is made for everyone. Anyone who doesn't even know how to use this device can even simply use it. It's something very simple, something fun, and helps empower everyone's life or even pets, anything.
Well, it changes, so, it changes a person's vibration through the water, doesn't it? And then they drink the water?
It does. It does.
Okay. Okay.
What you can do is you can, there are all many buttons in there. When you press it, for example, if you are suffering from some kind of allergy, then you press the allergy button and you put your hand on that small device, and then it scans your whole entire body and the energy of your entire body and adjusts yourself with your information you have, and then makes the water you make the water with that information that you just measured, calculated with the
right.
machine,
right.
and then
right.
drink your own water for the day. You can do it every day,
mm-hmm.
or.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're going to have the test, if your son or children or anyone who's going to have the test at school, you can empower your brain and memory and make the water to succeed in your exams and things like that.
Well,
it's a fun.
I have to tell you, the machines are extremely cost effective, and if you look at their track record, I mean, he's treated what 20,000 people,
uh-huh.
You know, and all of them have been extremely successful. And one
exactly.
thing, and one thing too, I want to mention to my listeners around the world: the magic square is a very interesting numerological device, and it's also very accurate as well. There is an American named W.D. Gann, G-A-N-N, and if you Google his name and look up his history, in 1907 he used the magic square to forecast the movement of commodities and stock movements here in the United States. He started out with about $170 in 1907, and by the 1920s, he had tens of millions of dollars, all based on the magic square. So he was very, very accurate in his predictions using the magic square.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It worked out really well.
Right.
Now, I received an email from yesterday from someone who wants to buy a Kazutama mini machine.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Will they be available at the conference, and how much will they be?
I will have to ask Yoshi, but I'm sure that he will be bringing some of them.
Okay.
And the cost of this small device that he just made, Kazutama Mini, is only $2,000.
Okay, good.
So,
good.
And right. then he will be showing how to use it, what the Kazutama means, and how what the inside of this machine has, the theory of Kazutama and all that, the invention that he had.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be really everybody should be really impressed with this machine. And what it does also is, like, when you want to improve the flow of the money, then it has a button. It says financial abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need any money, if you don't want to go through the monetary problem anymore, then you can just improve yourself with this good luck of money. Also,
I have a friend of mine in Florida starting a new multi-million-dollar company. It's a true story. It's a tech company,
mm-hmm.
and I think he could certainly. He's doing very well. But a little mm-hmm. extra help would be nice.
Sure.
I think you told me last year that you could take his company logo, put it on mm-hmm. the machine, and then mm-hmm. generate good karma, good good vibration for his continued success for his company. Is that right?
His own company. Yes, that's something that he can use this device for.
Okay,
also.
I will be sure to call him.
And you can use it for anything, like for pain relief. Also, when you have if you're suffering from any kind of pain, physical pain, or mental pain also, you can use this machine to release it or to eliminate all the pains also.
Well, we've got the huddle sessions are filling up fast, but if you are interested, please send me an email and I can sign you up. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and that'll be at the Washington RV and Events Center on March 12th and 13th from 10 o'clock in the morning to roughly 5 p.m. at night. Either of those days would be good. I hope you all can come. You can also call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I'd like to bring in now my friend Carolyn, who's been standing by patiently. And Carolyn, what do you know of these huddle machines? What's your experience with them?
Well, as Dr. Emoto said, that everything is vibration. We deal with this all the time when we're doing readings with our aura and chakra system, that everyone has a vibration. And because of the theory of resonance and harmonics, which I know that Machiko will be talking about on Saturday morning at the conference, that if we resonate a certain frequency, we will attract that same energy back to us or higher. If your energy, your vibration is of a low kind of bottom feeding energy. In other words, I like to equate times with thoughts that if you're thinking about hate, anger, greed, that's a lower vibration energy, and you're going to attract those things to you.
Right.
If you're resonating at a higher vibration and thinking in terms of love, compassion, kindness, that you will attract those particular vibrations to you, because everything does have an energy signature.
Right.
So with the huddle machines, from what I've seen and experienced, that, of course, 70% of our bodies, approximately, are water. So if we could have water, ingest the water, because a lot of people out there aren't drinking enough water.
Right.
We can have a vibration of what we want to attract to us in our body, in our system. Even just a small amount, a cup of water, will have entrained all the other water in our body and our blood and everything to resonate with that particular frequency. And in a way, that's how the whole homeopathics are structured. And that's what Dr. Emoto, I feel, from looking at and reading about what he did, is that if you give the vibration that you want to have, what you want to do in your life, what you want to be in your life, what you want to help heal in your life, if you have that inside of you, and you raise your vibration level, then you will attract that. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about energy medicine, vibrational medicine.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your beautiful comment, Carolyn. Michiko, I wanted to go back to you quickly now. You had told me a year ago, 2 years ago, that the huddle machines, you don't sell them if people have want to use them for bad purposes or their energies are really negative. Could you expound on that, please?
Yeah. Well, see, you can use this machine is really powerful. So when we can heal people, we can use it. We use it only for the good purposes.
Okay.
To help people, to help our pets and animals and nature. And if people who have the negative thoughts and want to use it for their own greed or own ego, that can be used in a wrong manner. So what we do is we normally, in Japan, we ask those people to go through the trainings and see what kind of peoples, and we do also, we can scan that person whether they have the good mind or not. So we only sell them to people who have good heart.
Well, you know something, pardon me for interrupting, Michiko, but that's such an important distinction because I don't hear about that in the United States. Generally speaking, in our capitalist system here, if a company has a product, they don't care what your vibrations are. But the Hado machines, I want you to, if you can explain, it's very much a spiritual tool for people that's designed for people with only the highest and best intentions for themselves and others.
And you know, as Carolyn just said, everything is vibration. When you are trying to use this machine for the negative way, for the wrong way, that's what that person is attracting as a result.
Right.
So we don't want that to happen to anyone either. You know,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say is that looking at, again, from what I've experienced and learned from the from Dr. Yoshi, that intrinsically all of the vibrations from the machine are of a very positive, what I would call higher octave nature.
Right.
And if you wanted to use it for your ego, for greed, for one, I'm not sure that that it would achieve the results. And secondly, if they wanted to do harm to another person, then it would just come back on the individual that was, because it is very powerful. I don't know if that, if you try to use it for some, for your own service to self in a very negative way, then that will come back on the person that's trying, that's trying to do something, you know,
right,
against somebody else.
You know, you know,
so
this,
I think that there's, you know, the integrity there of getting it in the hands of the people who do have the very positive intentions that want to help is something that, you're right, Ted, we don't have a lot of that here in the United States. And,
well,
and I think that ultimately, though, that it would come back to bite the person that tried to pervert it.
This machine
actually
is part of the new Earth that's developing. It's I've always considered the Hado machines a fifth dimensional machine. We exist, for a little bit of explaining, we exist here in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is time. And most of the time, a good psychic can go into the fifth dimension and talk to spirits where there's much, much higher vibrations. And then you go all the way up to the 12th dimension where the supreme being, God, if you want to use that word, created all of this. And so this Hado machine, I think, is a very advanced machine that's hundreds of years ahead of our medical sciences.
I agree with that. By working with Yoshi, and there are some more operators who are using these Hado machines in my office, by working with them for so many years, I learned something very, very important. These people who treat patients with using these Hado machines, they learned how they should be living from their own work of helping these people with using this Hado machine, because they learn that you cannot lie to people, to yourself, or you cannot do anything to harm people. You cannot even say anything negative to other people. So they become very humble, very honest, very giving. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I really learned, and how that shows how good this Hado machine is.
Well, I want to explain to all my listeners around the world and to you, and I'm sure you know this, Mitchie, and certainly Carolyn, there's a broad distinction in the universe between service to self and service to others. Service to self is negative and self-serving kinds of interests, and the new Earth, the new Gaia that's forming now, has had enough of people, of entities like that, and she only wants, and Mother Earth is a she, She only wants loving, positive of entities on this planet. And for those who are service to others, you'll be coming back to this planet, and we'll all be creating a much better and happier world. And this is what the Hutto Machine is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. You learn how this teaches you with its own language, but through treating. Maybe if you buy this and use this machine daily, then you will end up learning how water is, or how vibration is teaching you how to live correctly, what the universe wants you to, how the way the universe wants you to live, and resonating or in harmony with nature and universe.
Right.
So
right. Exactly.
This
exactly.
is not just money, but it's your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is the universe.
Well, you know, there's some very clear trends going on now, and I was going to mention it during my second hour, but I'll mention it now. About 2-3 weeks ago, the North and South Korean governments have agreed to combine their Olympic teams at the Olympic Games being held now, and that is such a fantastic thing that's happened. They're all coming together as one. There's not going to, and my spirit friends also tell me there's not going to be any nuclear war with North Korea. And even if the North Koreans tried to shoot a missile at the United States, it would be shot down by the Galactic Alliance because they don't want us to end up in a nuclear war. So there's a lot of good things happening on this planet, and people have to remember that, especially when they watch U.S. media, which is still in the old way of thinking about focusing on the most negative, horrible things you can possibly think of. But very few media outlets try to focus in on the positive, because there's a lot of good positive things happening. Right now.
Well, I think that's quite true. That there, there's a lot of things going on in our country, in the world. There are people that have been experiencing a lot of turmoil in their lives. We have, with even the vibrations, the Schumann frequencies have been peaking up. In levels that we have, that in our civilization that we have never seen before.
Right.
And there's a lot of unrest. We have chemicals, what's in our food, the chemtrails. And I was talking to Ted yesterday. I think each one of us needs to be proactive in keeping our vibration high and raising our vibration, whether it be from only watching television on a limited basis or not watching television at all, of interacting with friends and people of like mind, which is why it's so important to have like conferences like the Galactic Wisdom Conference, because everyone there has the higher ideals of service to others and want to help and heal others in the planet. And that's where the Hutto machine comes in, is that if you have an ability to raise your vibration on a daily basis, then a lot of these things that are around us, it's like we will create with our own high vibration an energy shield.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is so important to be with people that have that like higher vibration. That And so I think that we as individuals need to take that responsibility and be very, very proactive as what we're feeding our body, mind, and spirit, who we're hanging out with, what we're doing on a daily basis, what thoughts that we think. And
right.
This is, again, why I think it's so important that we're aware that we have such, like, the Hutto machine, and that we have gatherings where we can share and sort of indulge in each other's energies.
Right. There are so many people. There are a lot more people who understand about vibrations these days, but there are still many people who don't even know that everything is vibration, or they don't know the details of how the vibration works. So I think this new device that Yoshi made is really wonderful, because this with this, anyone who doesn't even know about vibration can use it, and they can just even adjust their own chakras, because it's something basic and it has to be activated in well balanced. So they can use it for these adjusting chakras, or also it has for anyone to have fun. There's a certain place where you can do water crystal readings mm-hmm. for the day. And wow. to learn about today's kotodama. Kotodama means spirits of wars. Mm-hmm. So wow. when it's more like fun. You will see what kind of wars you need for the day. Mm-hmm. For example, there are some wars like gratitude or harmony or love or power of visualization and things like that. And then well, you will learn the word that you need for the day and make the water for that day, and then higher up your energy for that day. So these, I mean, people, for everyone can who don't know how to raise their vibration, you can use the machine like this also to higher up the boost up your vibration.
Two things. Thank you so much, Michiko. Two things I want to mention, and Carolyn, mm-hmm. I want you to address this first, is the importance of face-to-face contact with speakers and other people at an event like this. You get more than just having a webinar. I know a lot of places have webinars, but it's just not the same if you're not there interchanging with people's ideas and everything. And I have to tell you, you know, I love the Conscious Life Expo that I was in Los Angeles last weekend, but a lot of times there was like a, they didn't allow you to mingle with all the speakers. You were cut off from certain events in kind of a hierarchy. And but we don't do that at my that's not done at my conference next month. You can talk to anybody you like. You can come up and approach people. They're not gated off, surrounded by publicity agents. They're important and really famous people, but you've got complete access to them, and you can talk to them about their ideas and really learn a lot of things.
Well, as Mitchie said earlier about working with a hollow machine, that healers become very humble. Yes, a lot of times the ego interferes. And one of the things that the feedback that I received from previous Galactic Wisdom conferences and things I've noticed is that everyone there is there because they want to raise the vibration of themselves and the planet. They want to help. They want to be of service. And the feedback that I've received is that people, when they leave the conference, they say, gee, I'm in such a high. I feel really good. It's just, I feel the love, the
right.
harmony.
Right.
And there is something that we become, in some respects, isolated when we just look at, go look at the webinar. And it's wonderful that we have this dissemination, this ability to receive information. But it's like when we do an aura reading, we need to do it in person. Why? Because all of our energies, the people involved as well as ourselves, we interact. With a HALO machine, yes, you can do it with a picture, but it's just so much more enriching if you are there in person.
Right.
And all of the presenters at your conferences, Ted, you can walk up to them, talk to them, ask questions, and you very rarely get that opportunity at a lot of conferences, because you're right, they keep the presenters and they make it insular. You can, so I think that is so important to have that face-to-face, energy-to-energy, which creates a synergy. So
yeah.
important.
Yeah, and real quick, and then I want to go to you, Michiko. The other thing too that's very important is that how unique this is. Because if you want to see how these machines work and maybe get a treatment or a diagnostic session, if you miss it, the next place that you can go is Tokyo. You got to fly to Tokyo to get it, and that's a long ways, and it's expensive, especially if you're here in the United States or Canada. If you're on the West Coast, it's not that far to Olympia. Olympia's about an hour south of Seattle. And if you need help in getting suggestions on airfares and rail accommodations, I'd be happy to help anybody who's interested in coming. My number is toll-free at 1-888-879-8339, or you can send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. I know that the airfares out of Vancouver, Canada are sometimes much, much cheaper, up sometimes over half price compared to Seattle. So you might consider flying into Vancouver, which is a beautiful city, and then you can take a train down right down to Olympia within minutes of the conference site if you're flying in from out of town. But it's a very unique thing that that'll be here next month. Shiichiro, Yoshi will be flying in from Tokyo. Michiko will be here from Tokyo as well. We'll be having people from all over the world here, and it's an opportunity for people to see how these machines work, because otherwise you have to go to Tokyo to check them out.
Well, thank you, Ted. Right, Yoshi doesn't usually go outside of Japan so often. He probably goes very once in a while, but he doesn't like to fly. So
really?
This is really a very rare case that he comes to comes out of Japan. So I think it's really it's a wonderful opportunity. And another thing I wanted to say was that I agree that I was at Los Angeles Expo. It's a wonderful, wonderful expo, and I really enjoyed being there.
Yeah.
But as you said, it was, in a way, it was kind of hierarchy, because the best, very popular authors or speakers or people are really specially treated, and some people in general cannot get to hear them either. So that was something that I thought it was kind of sad that it was not open for everyone. But, you know, being there to communicate with people is like we are immersing the energy directly.
Right.
And that is so important. And see, like hierarchy, the reason why hierarchy is not so good is because no one is more important than anyone else.
Right.
And no one is any better than or greater than anyone else. And we are all the same, and we are all part of nature equally. And we're part of everyone, even though they are really well-known person, the president of the corporation or president of the country,
yeah.
Even we are the same part of the universe equally.
Absolutely.
So now it is the era of the time.
Right.
That we share the same level, same vibration, and emerge that to create the universe.
I look at this as a very democratic process, and when there are barriers to interacting with speakers, I don't care who they are. I mean, we're all humans, right? And we all have something to share, and that's the value, I think, of one of my conferences, because you've got complete and open access to all the speakers. No, nobody's prevented from talking to anybody without a special badge or having special permission. I try to bring in the best speakers from around the world to my conferences, because the purpose of it is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And if people can come there and come away with a better understanding of how to improve their life and make this planet a better place, I feel like the conference has certainly accomplished its goal. We've got about 45 seconds left, and Michiko, I want you to stay on, of course, for Tetsu's interview for the next hour. But Carolyn, I want to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your interview today.
Well, thank you, Ted and Mitchie. And if you're at all possible, come to the Galactic Wisdom Conference, because it is just a wonderful way to interface with people, to talk to some of the best and brightest minds and thinkers along the with raising consciousness on this planet, and you'll have a good time too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. Everyone, please stay tuned for our next hour with Tetsu Shiratori.
Okay. Bless all.
Okay, thank you so much, Carolyn. Please stay tuned, friends.